Really do appreciate your presence this morning. And for all of those who are visiting with us, I want you to know that we are honored to have you in our company. We have come together this morning to worship God and to encourage one another. I hope that you will be benefited by your time here this morning. And as always, I remind you that you have a responsibility to know God's truth. You're going to be held accountable by God for the things that you believe in and the way that you live your life, so you need to study. And you need to make sure that your faith is based on truth. You know, it's a wonderful blessing to be a parent, to be able to influence little ones, young minds, to be able to help them as they grow, as they become adults themselves and take on responsibilities themselves. It really is a wonderful blessing. And one of the things I remember, we would often read to our children. And we would read deep books for their age. Series like Winnie the Pooh, for example. And if you know anything about Winnie the Pooh, you know that there were several characters in the storyline. And one character was a donkey. And this donkey always seemed to have a rain cloud over its head. Eeyore just did not have good days. It might be sunshining everywhere else, but over his head, there was a rain cloud. If you know anything about him, you know that he had a tail that would always fall off, and the only way they got the tail back on was a pin. And they would stick that tail back on. Now, I don't know if that's where we got the idea of pin the tail on the donkey or not. But that would happen often with this donkey. Have you ever had a bad day? It is a question that no one needs to answer because the answer is very simple. And the truth is, we've all had bad days at some point in time. Having a bad day? Well, there are many contributing factors. It may be that someone has said something that has offended us or done something that hurt us. It may be that extra work has been put on us in our jobs and we don't know how we're going to get it all done. It may be that someone we love is ill and maybe in the hospital or undergoing surgery. But we all have bad days and we understand that. And quite often we may use that as an excuse to not behave like God wants us to not be the kind of Christian God wants us to be. And we use that as an excuse to be maybe a little short with people, maybe a little rude with people, or to even be ugly. Or we use that as an excuse not to do the things that we need to do. And of course, we need to understand, again, that when we have bad days, there is a right way and a wrong way to react. And really, when we talk about bad days, we're talking about life itself, not just a single day. If it was just one day and we could get past that easily and we know that there would not be another day like that, then life would be pretty good. But we know that if we're experiencing difficulty today, tomorrow may not be too different. Or if it is different, we know that at some point in time, events are going to come on us and we're going to have another bad day. When you look at the Bible, there are many examples of people who had bad days. Joseph was one of them. In the passage read just a moment ago, His brother sold him, and eventually he ended up in Egypt as a slave. Now, God was with him. And Potiphar purchased Joseph. And because God blessed Joseph, Joseph rose to a position of authority in his household, in the household of Potiphar. Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold by his brothers. 17 years old. We don't know his exact age when Potiphar bought him, but it couldn't have been too many days or weeks or months after he had been sold. And so probably he was 17, maybe 18 years old. And he stayed there a while. And again, he rose in authority. But Potiphar's wife took an interest in him, a sexual interest in him. And she tried time and again. In the book of Genesis chapter 39, verse 10, "And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her to lie beside her or to be with her." And so day after day, he was enduring this constant barrage of temptation. But one day, when he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was there in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And so she grabbed him. And she was trying to push herself on him. His bad day was really just getting started. And then we remember the story that he was imprisoned because Potiphar's wife lied about the events that took place. And she blamed him. And obviously Potiphar believed her and he was angry. And so Joseph went to prison. The same prison that the king sent those who displeased him. And in fact, at some point in time, again, Joseph was blessed by God. He rose to a position of authority and power within the prison system. And at some point in time, the chief baker and the chief cupbearer displeased Pharaoh, and they were sent to prison. And they had dreams. And Joseph was able to interpret those dreams for them and told them that the baker would be put to death, that the cupbearer would receive his position again. And all of that happened. All of that occurred. And Joseph asked the cupbearer, "Remember me. When Pharaoh restores you to your position, remember me." But for 2 years, he did not. For 2 years, Joseph remained there in prison. And then Pharaoh had a dream that bothered him, a dream that he didn't understand. And the cupbearer then remembered Joseph. And Joseph, of course, was brought before the Pharaoh. We also might talk about the story of David. David had so many things in his life go wrong. He had multiple bad days. In Psalms chapter 56, in verse 1, "Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me," he says, "all day long. An attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly." And then in verse 5, "All day they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They lurk. They watch my steps as they have waited for my life." Now, as you listen to him describe his feelings here, Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt the world is against you? Have you ever felt that everyone seems to be turning on you and that no one is there on your side? I mean, think about what David went through. God had chosen him to be king because of Saul's sin. Saul went mad. And at different times, he tried to take the life of David. We know the story of Absalom, his son, and the treachery that he brought against his father. We know the sin with Bathsheba that eventually resulted in the child's death. David had bad days, didn't he? And then we might also think of the Apostle Paul. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul sums up some of the days that he had. He is speaking here about those who claim to be Jews and put their faith or their trust in the law. And at the same time, they were looking to Christ, and they were trying to build themselves up. And so this is the question that he asks, or the statement that he makes. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman with far greater labor, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews, the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea. Danger from false brothers in toil and hardship. Through many a sleepless night in hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Paul had some bad days by any definition. And I can assure you, these were days that he did not enjoy. These were days he did not relish, nor did he look forward to in the future. They were not fun. And so we have Joseph, and we have King David, and we have the Apostle Paul. And we could multiply many times Bible characters who had bad days. And so, are you having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month? What can we do about it? Because the truth is, we are all going to have those moments and those difficulties and those trials of life that we have to deal with. And you know people, do you not? You have difficulty dealing with those days, and you can almost see it. You can see that cloud over their head and the rain and the thunder, and it may be sun shining everywhere else, but over their head there's that storm. But then you look at other people, and you rarely, if ever, really see the evidence of a bad day. It's not because events are that much different. It's not because some people are so much more blessed that they just never have bad days. There's something else. And I'm not suggesting, again, that those who seem to be able to deal with them a little better do so because they enjoy having bad days. And so I want to know, how is it that these characters of the Bible How is it that they handled their bad days? Because I tell you, and we know a lot about David, and we know a lot about Paul, and a good amount about Joseph. And none of the men seem to me to be the kind of people who just went around with that cloud hanging over their head all the time. It seems to me that they found a way, that there was a way for them to be able to handle these bad days, again, not with joy and excitement, but to be able to deal with them and then to go on with life. So how did they handle their bad days? Well, let's look at Joseph. In Genesis chapter 39 and verse 12, very clearly do we see how he was able to handle his bad days. His faith was in God. This is the conclusion of the verse that we read a few moments ago, where it talks about all of the things that went on, all of the difficulties that he had to endure, all of the hardships. Potiphar's wife making advancements time and again, and finally she has him alone and she grabs a hold of him. How did he handle that? Well, you know, you might think to yourself, well, the safe thing would be to give in. Perhaps if he just would give in, then she would not tell. She would be happy. And things would be better. And that is quite often the way we think, isn't it? That is our approach to dealing with bad days. In verse 12, the conclusion of that verse. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. And so how did he handle this? He was true to his own character. He was true to truth. He knew what was right and what was wrong. And I can also assure you, if this had been going on, as it evidently had for some time, day after day after day, he knew the danger associated with getting out of there. And yet that's what he did. He maintained his integrity by doing that. And so I would suggest to you that when we have bad days, the first thing we need to think about and understand is that we must maintain our integrity. What is right, what is wrong. Too many times people are having a bad day and they do things they would not otherwise do. They say things they would not otherwise say. And that should not and cannot be our response. What about David? Well, in Psalms 142, verse 1 beginning, listen to what he says. And by the way, in the Psalms, you have David pouring out his heart. And quite a few deal with the way he felt about the events in his life, things that had taken place, things that were taking place. And you can see in the Psalms how there was a great weight that almost overwhelmed him. And so I believe that he is a good example for us, because we sometimes get that way, don't we? And so it's not wrong necessarily to feel a weight or to feel like there are difficulties. Verse 1, Psalms 142. With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before Him. I tell my trouble before Him. When my spirit faints within me, You know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever thought those things or maybe even said those things? No one cares about me. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. And so I would suggest to you that when life is difficult, I would suggest to you when it seems like things are just piling on top one after the other and there just seems to be no way out, that you turn to the Lord and understand He is your refuge. He is the one who will lift you up. He is the one who will help you to endure. Listen also to Psalms 23, a psalm that we know well, one that we often read or think about during the time of death, and I understand why, but really this is not a psalm that is exclusively about death. Listen to it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so He says, even when I am walking through the shadow of death, when all of the cares of life are on me, I will fear no evil because you are with me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, He says. So, having a bad day, turn to God and understand that He is our shepherd. Understand that He leads us to the green pastures of life. He can restore the downtrodden. He can restore our souls. He will lead us in the path of righteousness. And think about David, or Paul for a moment. And all that he endured. Remember the list a moment ago? Over and over again, all of the things that he mentioned there. Well, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12, I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. And in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret. Now listen to this. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Well, what is that secret, Paul? It's a secret that I want to know. If things are abundant and life is good, great. But you know, when things are short, and there are needs, and there's pain, and there's, I need to know, what is that secret? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, Paul said. But that's not all. We also find in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, he says, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And so God is the one who restores us. God is the one who gives us comfort when we are afflicted by the difficulties of life. No, life is not easy. And yes, there will be rain on our parade sometimes. But that doesn't mean that we have to go around gloomy. It doesn't mean that we have to be downtrodden. It doesn't mean that we have to give up. What it means is, if we have faith in God, we turn to Him. There are some scriptures I believe are important. Now, all scripture understand is important. Understand that no part of the Bible is more or less important. There's a reason for it all. There's a reason for Genesis. There's a reason for Exodus and going on through the Old Testament. There's a reason for it all. But these are some passages that I think we need to remember when we're having a bad day, when things are not going the way we want them to go. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, "Come to me," Jesus said, "all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." All who labor, all who feel like that they are being laden down with the heavy burdens of life, He says, "You come and you take my yoke. You learn of me." Now, let's be honest. Yes, His yoke is easy, and yes, His burden is light. But that doesn't mean that we're going to escape the difficulties of this life. In fact, Jesus is very clear that as Christians, we will face trials and tribulations. And so the idea of being easy and light does not necessarily mean that we are going to escape hardships. But what it does mean is that when you look at what God wants from us, when you look at what God expects of us, the yoke that is placed upon us as Christians, the burden that we have to carry as Christians, the yoke is easy, the burden is light, because of the reward, the value of what God gives to us. So come to Jesus Christ if you find that life is difficult. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your reason be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And so, one of the first things we need to learn to do is to really rejoice in the Lord. To joy at Him. Is your life really that much better as a Christian? Do you find that being a child of God helps you to have a better life? Is there any joy there? Or is it something we just kind of take upon ourselves and it becomes commonplace and we just go through the actions and the motions of things and really, you know, it has no great impact on our lives at all. But then there's a problem there. Rejoice in the Lord always, He says. And that's good times and that's bad times. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I would say, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything. Okay, what replaces that? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And so by our prayers to God, with the thanksgiving that we have in our heart for all that God has done for us, by making our needs known, our requests known to God, then God will grant us peace, which goes beyond any understanding that is found here in this life. He will guard our hearts. He will guard our minds in Christ Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, having a bad day, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." Humble yourself before God if you're having a bad day. You're not the answer to everything. You don't have the answers to all of life's problems. they're going to come on us anyway. And so humble yourself and realize that there is a greater power, a greater source, and that is God. God will exalt us in due time, the proper time, the right time. And it may not be today in its fullest portion. It may not be tomorrow. It may not even be in this life when we are exalted. But there will come a day when God exalts us in heaven. And then finally, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. This is Paul speaking now. And he's describing his life for Christians. He says, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep ready to be slaughtered. But who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Think about that for a moment. Yes, we can have a bad day. And yes, we can be down a little bit in those times. And we can be sad, and we can grieve, and we can want to be lifted up, and we can want to feel better. But let me tell you something, the answer is not in this life, it's not from man, the answer is from God. If you want to get over the bad day, or the bad week, turn to God. I'm not saying that all of the things that have made your day bad will suddenly disappear or cease, because they may not. But if you turn your heart to God and your mind to God, what you will find is that you will come to realize that whatever happens, nothing can separate you from God's love. God loves you in the most difficult of times. When you think that everyone is against you, when you think the preacher doesn't like you, when you think the preacher is talking about you, no matter what it is, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Now understand, as we close our lesson, you and you alone have the power to separate yourselves from God's love. All of the things mentioned here, the tribulation, the distress, the persecution, the famine, all of the things mentioned here, they're just things that happen to us. They're bad things. They're things that I just assume never happen to anyone, certainly not to me. But they're just things that happen to us. They cannot separate us from God's love. If I, on the other hand, choose not to follow God, if I give up on God, if I turn away from Scripture, if I begin to do my own thing and let my own desires and my own wishes lead me, then I can turn myself away from God's love. And if I do that, there's a really bad day coming. Whatever bad day I think I have in this life, there is a really bad day coming. You know, the rich man and the story of rich man and Lazarus, he woke up on the other side of life, and he had life pretty good. But he woke up on the other side of life, and he had a terrible day. But you see, there is no time in eternity, is there? There really is no day. And we're all going to be judged by God. There will be a judgment day. There will be a day of separation. That's going to be a bad day for those who are on the left, for the goats, who do not enjoy the eternal blessings of God. Don't suffer that day, because that is a day that never, ever ends. Remember the movie Groundhog Day? It just never ends. If you're not a Christian, I hope and pray that you'll come forward this morning, that you will confess your faith in Jesus Christ, that you will be baptized. If you're a child of God, but you've sinned against Him, come back. Come back. If life is difficult and you've wavered because of it, turn to God. God will give you that help, that strength, that stability that you need. If you need to respond in a public way, do so as together we stand.